Welcome to New Providence Missionary Baptist Church, where we envision to build a biblical community of loving believers, which have a personal relationship with God and each other, modeling the pattern of lifestyle of Jesus Christ. Join us now as we prepare our hearts and minds to hear and receive the Word of God from the man of God, Senior Pastor Reverend Nathaniel Wood.
My brothers and sisters, in the verses that precede our selected scriptural texts for this morning, Jesus has just arrived from the country of the Gadarenes, where he just freed a man from demon possession. When the people of Gadara heard what Jesus had done and how the demons that left the man entered into a herd of 2,000 pigs and caused the pigs to run down into the lake and drown themselves, the people of Gadara told Jesus that he had to go. So Jesus and his disciples leave the country of Gadara and return to the other side of the lake. Upon arrival, a large crowd had gathered to see Jesus. And in this crowd was one of the synagogue leaders named Jairus. When Jairus saw Jesus, he fell at Jesus' feet and pleaded earnestly with him to come to his house, because at his house, his little daughter was sick unto death. But Jairus believed that if Jesus would come to his house and lay his hands on his little daughter, that she would be healed. Jesus consents to go with Jairus, and on his way to see about Jairus' daughter, the Bible says that a woman comes slipping and sliding. A woman comes pushing and shoving. A woman came pressing and praying through the crowd and touches the hem of Jesus' garment and is made whole. Somebody might be asking, well, Pastor Wood, who is this woman? She is another one of those anonymous persons who crosses the path of Jesus whose name we don't know. We don't know what the woman's name is, but we do know that she is a woman with an issue. A matter of fact is that this woman, though nameless, is defined and identified by her issue. She is identified in the text as the woman with the issue of blood. And listen to me real good this morning. Don't we church folk have a habit of identifying people by their issues? Come on now. Some of us may not know each other by name, but we sure know what condition or issue the other person has. You know, come on, you know, let's be honest, that some of us share other people's issues with other church folk. We say stuff like, that is the drinking deacon. That is the promiscuous pastor. That is the lying usher. That is the homosexual choir member. That is the tricky trustee. We use all kind of descriptions for people's issues. The woman in our text, though nameless, is identified by her issue. Now, notice with me that this woman, according to the text, has been living with this issue for 12 long years. But that's somewhat of a miracle in itself. Why, Pastor Wood? Because the Bible teaches us that life is in the blood. So literally what the text is saying is that for 12 long years, this woman has been losing life. Blood was not pouring out of her, but it was literally seeping out of her. And every day, she was losing life a little bit more. Her problem was not a chronic hemorrhage, but it was an issue. But somehow she manages to live with her issue until she makes it to Jesus. And think about it, those of you who are watching, all of us can identify with this woman in our text. Because like this woman, everyone watching has some type of issue. That is right. I said it. Everybody listening, everybody watching me today on live stream, Facebook Live, and YouTube Live has at least one issue. Am I right about it? Your issue may be poor health. Your issue may be lack of a job. Your issue may be a job that you despise. Your issue may evolve around family issues. You know, the coronavirus has us shut in and families are having to spend more time together than ever. And maybe your issue is, I'm tired of being around my family. Maybe you have a marriage issue. Maybe you're sick and tired of, can I say it? Of what your spouse might be doing. Maybe your issue is a lack of a marriage issue. You thought by now that you'd be married, happy, living life forever after, but you still are single. Maybe your issue is a lack of money to pay your bills. But then on the converse, your issue may be the fact that you have money and your family and everybody else keeps coming to you, asking you to bail them out. Oh, listen, everybody has at least one issue that they are dealing with and having to confront. That is why I can't look down on you, or you can't look down on anyone else, because the fact is all of us have an issue. Now, the thing about an issue is that an issue can be covered up. Okay. Come on now. You know that we've got all kinds of ways of covering up our issues. I need to let some of you in on a little secret. What is it, Pastor? I'm getting ready to tell you. One of the ways church folk cover up their issues is by always pulling the cover off and exposing somebody else's issue. That's right. I told it. Listen to me, church folk. You can cover up your issue with a smiling face. You can cover up your issue with a whole lot of hallelujahs and holy talk. You can cover up your issue with a bunch of shouting and dancing. But I stop by to tell you that eventually, if you don't let Jesus deal with your issue will deal with you. That is the reason why some of us right now are always down, always depressed, always distraught, always distant, and that's why some of us are functioning deranged. What is it, Pastor? Our issue is getting the best of us. And just like the woman in our text, our issue is draining all the life that we have out of us. Come on, stick with me in the text. Look what this woman's issue did to her. The Bible lets us know it made her sick. That's right, this woman's issue made her sick. And how many of you watching today know that sickness is one of life's interrupters? It interrupts our plans and it interrupts our dreams. We all are witnesses to that because of the coronavirus pandemic that we are now facing. But for 12 years, this woman's issue had interrupted her life. How, Pastor? Well, her issue has rendered her ceremonially unclean. It has restricted both her religious life and her social life. Mark called her issue a plague. And that word plague in the original Greek text means to whip. So what Mark is saying is that for 12 long years, this sickness, this issue has been whipping life out of the woman. And let me just pause right here and raise the question to you who are watching me today. What is plaguing you today? What is literally whipping the life out of you? I'm here to tell you, whatever it is, that's your issue. Come on. Not only did this woman's issue make her sick, but this woman's issue also caused her to suffer. The Bible tells us that this woman has gone from one doctor to the next, and she has suffered many things at the hands of many physicians. In the process, she spent every dime that she has. And rather than getting better, the Bible says the woman got worse. This woman in our text has done everything she knows to do. She's tried every remedy that has been suggested to her. And instead of getting better, she gets worse. This woman's issue has brought her nothing but pain. This woman's issue brought her nothing but poverty, insecurity, and loneliness. Her issue caused her to be considered polluted, untouchable, and unlovable. And I want to know how many of us today watching, because of our issues, feel unlovable, feel unforgivable, feel unusable, and also unreachable? How many years have we dealt with our issues of unhappiness, depression, addiction, and obsession? How long have we dealt with issues of low self-esteem, no self-esteem, uncertainty, and perplexities? This woman in our text has dealt with her issue for 12 long years. And then suddenly one morning, she decided, she made a conscientious decision that enough is enough. And let me tell you, my brothers and sisters, you have to get to the place where you say to your issue, enough is enough. There comes a point when you have to say, I am going to do something about my issue. Well, let's not keep you too long. What did this woman do? The Bible says she heard that Jesus was in her neighborhood. She heard that Jesus had the power to heal all manner of sickness and disease. She heard that this same Jesus had developed the earthly reputation of being an issue executioner. So she decided in herself that she had lived with her issue for too long. She was sick and tired of being sick and tired. So she pressed her way to the only one who could really help her with her issue. And I stopped by New Providence this morning to tell somebody that the God I serve, Jesus the Christ, that he is an issue fixer. I said, he is. Not he might be, but Jesus is our issue fixer. And the Bible says that the woman pressed her way through the crowd. Matthew tells us in his gospel that as she was making her way through the crowd to Jesus, Matthew tells us that this woman kept speaking to herself. What'd she say, Pastor Wood? She said, if I can but touch the hem of his garment, I will be made whole. I said, the woman kept speaking to herself. And sometimes, while we are on our way to Jesus, sometimes while we're making our way to Jesus to take care of our issue, we have to learn sometimes to talk to ourselves. Dr. Marcus Causey said, there's nothing wrong with talking to yourself, but how you answer your own self will make the difference. In other words, my brothers and sisters, we have to learn how to encourage ourselves in our Lord. When we are making our way to Jesus with our issue, sometimes we have to talk to ourselves. Sometimes we must say to ourselves, I know the Lord will make a way somehow. Sometimes we have to talk to ourselves. We have to say, I know he can. I know he will work it out for me. Sometimes we have to talk to ourselves and say, weeping may endure for the night, but joy will come in the morning. Sometimes we have to talk to ourselves and remind ourselves, is there anything too hard for God? Well, as I prepare to go to my seat, I stopped by New Providence Missionary Baptist Church to encourage someone to hold on to the little faith that you have and just know that no matter what your issue is, that Jesus can fix your issue. Just keep on pressing your way to him and don't allow discouragement to overwhelm you. I'm here to tell you that Jesus, Jesus will help you deal with your issue. Thank you, God, for helping me to deal with the issues that I face in life. I'm here to tell you that he is a present help in the time of trouble. I beg you, don't lose hope in the power of our God to deliver you out of every issue that you face. You know why? He's a strong tower. Lord have mercy. In our weakest hour. He's a way maker. Oh, yes, he is. And he will come to your rescue and bring you through the issue that you face.
We know that you have been blessed through the hearing of God's word on this day. We invite you to join us at New Providence Missionary Baptist Church, located at 4813 Hilltop Needmore Road, Fuquay Varina, North Carolina. For more information, you can contact our ministry at 919-552-3531 or visit our website at www.newprovidencebaptist.com. Thank you for joining us, and be blessed.